Sampa Mala read. You read the Sampa Mala Pasche.
First, we should recite the reading Vaya of the Maitreya.
Maitreya. Yeah, yeah. And that's it. The Kalendum. Slowly, slowly, three times. Some benedicts said that I'm going to be long to me.
Somebody wants to give first the transmission for this particular song of Kirtanma, Dava Kirtanma.
Lila Natsa Sundusu, Muni Hina Dutok, number member, Tinder me, Lemmy Devar Sevar. Nella member, Mongolian, don't let him draw Mazeba, Nanny Landa Chirkaba, Chuja Lama song in the Nella Jun de Madawa, Debata Dinche. Togopon的巴士,
supplicate the jetson with longing, Grant your blessing that illness may arise as the path, that illness need not be blocked or taken as real, and that it arise as friend and helper. Supplicate like this with intense longing. Look directly at the illness once more. It did not exist before. How could it possibly exist later? Rest at ease within this non-existence, and illness itself will arise as the Dharmakaya.
Tande tambo natsa songne hindo ga songre. Natsa songna ne songna hajang ga. Hindo ga sige. Hindo ga hajang ga ne la ga ba gombe. Ga ba gong ko ba la jumsen ji gobo do. Jumsen me na ga ba gong ko mare. Ta jumsen go. Jumsen kar. Tambo lula ran la natsa songme tuso natsa songwa te kanse songre. Moi ne yin la de toke. Yeva ngama yinla dikso se dekhin, dongba yinla kalekhapo dikwa dikso da dunga se apa nambar meba, leje nambar meba, tundar me, tundala meba. Yunchen ti se na, tan di kapsu lehende samkur, ya, nga na gupan de, yeva ngama yinla dikso meba se apa, leje nami ingire. Ti se na, ta lehni ke se gupan do. Lehne ba teni se pa la, dunga nyong gupan do. Lengin zepar si gubundo, nava de lengin zepa yimba ti se na, tene ta le na gubundo. Ne la memba mungo, don la rimbro mese. Na ne la memba gugume, ketangame, don la rimbro zogume. Kangi se na, na na, ne lam to cher gubundo, ne lam to cher na, nunji lengin zepa se dogre, samde, gava gava te, tene ta lembre la samde gava gubundo.
This Dhamma Pusamba stresses the fact that when we are ill, we should appreciate the illness. In fact, we should appreciate with a great sense of delight, extreme sense of delight. But to appreciate sickness, you need a reason, otherwise no one will prove. So there are reasons given. The first is to say that this very sickness that just now arose in my body is the result of ripening of previous karmic action. Actually, we have done bad to someone else by beating or injuring others in previous lifetimes. And what happens is that right now, the result of this, what we did before, is ripening to us. And by ripening karmic action, the result of this action, this impact of the action in our mind gets exhausted. That's great. So in fact, we have to use these, we have to appreciate the sickness as the very chance that we can let exhaust all the negative impact that we create in our mind. And for this to happen properly, we shouldn't call for a doctor. And there is also no need for rituals to overcome demons. In fact, we just have to joyfully accept the sickness, to use it on the path, to bring illness onto the path. This is for the purpose of exhaustion of all negative karma. This is the reason why illness should be joyfully
accepted. Ne de pang me ne land chege ter gube jo de kar re insana ta che wa nga me le ne basang gu do sab
to. So the way of thinking here, to put in other words, is then to say that if we think about the sickness as the result of our own negative action.
Tene mo ka ke tene mi ka se so ka pi thap kande jizo na nele phing mare kansan chine khaya ma se na lo kha ke jizo na ta tan do re te che wa nga ma le re le je na mi de san sa te le ta do.
There are numerous sick people, patients, that could not be cured by any medicine, whatever one did, procedures, healing procedures, there was no effect. But eventually those people just took off and gave up. But after a couple of years, they were cured. So this is clearly the sign of the sickness being the result of previous karma. Once the effect of this previous negative impact in the mind was exhausted, the sickness fled.
Chujie lama song yin yin sa ta chujie lama ka tenda wo sung du ti sa na ta nga ne lang ni ki rin te. Chujie lama song yin be ti sa na ne lang ni ki rin.
And the second line, second verse ends with the line, so taught a lot of Dharma, and in that way we say, okay then, but we will accept the sickness in that way.
Ne la chung du mata wa, Depataji, you did the top of porn and the mercy Nasa song, the king of God. Huh? Lula Nasa song, king of God. Jim Saint Care. Huh? Nail a tune to Tagamari, king of God. Garbage of Saint Care. Nail a tune to Madai King, Nasa song, the king of God, did you the numbers on the degree? Nail a tune to Tagame, Nasa song, and I king of God. Garbage of Saint Care. Nana Naila. Tinte gom jamna drapa se chen yuen tin chewa ne la tinte drapa se pa ne la tinte gom jamna yuen tin chewa tang tokpa pon dunbar se tokpa gompe dun droga pon dong yung ti se na tang ne la chundu takamare na ha chan kapu te goi tang parang kapu.
Next verse tells us that sickness, illness is not a fault. It shouldn't regard it as a defect, a problem. In fact, we should accept it wholeheartedly, hope, joy. And the reason is that actually sickness is not a problem, it purifies our obscurations. By accepting the sickness, our obscurations will be purified. And secondly, by meditating so, by abbreviating ourselves to this process, then qualities will arise. And thirdly, it will greatly enhance our realization. For those three reasons, we shouldn't regard sickness as a defect, rather we should work to accept it.
Tene java gwetamba kong thonsa te lasa ne po loi so la re, loi so la thongpa re. Tene kong drapa java kapso po sang so la, so chi ye re, so chenpo che ke wu so, Rechung chong le tapo yere, tena dropa java re, tena dropa juen rangpo java re. Tene kangte se la tapo le dropa mangpo java. Tene jagar la pe, jagar jen, jalin dara te so la pe, tene so pe tu, lapsa kangarawa la pe dropa java, tene saru la pe dropa java, tene kasa kala, retu sapa la pe yere, konga namsar chepa chen yere, retu chik la tsa chik pe psana, Tele dropa ja yanjar me pepe tamja yere. Kemba zogumare, yanjar pegumare. Tene tapo the koraja pevare. Te kapsa tene kong, haja mambo nyong yere. Nyong na yang kong toni jemme ba zong jemba wa zogare mato. Mi ma timare. Rangke tene karata, ne lambi kere. Te kong na tele ne le nyamim kere. Nasa lamche le nyamim kere.
They were written about when he was actually born in the southern regions of Tibet. And when he started out for practice, he went right to the north, where there was a small pointed mountain in the middle of an island within the lake. And he meditated in a rock cave there for a long time. Later he went for Mount Kailash. There are lots of rock caves around there where he meditated. India, went to Dalinda, went to Lassi, Saru.
And the Jaga Zani Dara Tenepo Netanda Lapsa Kangarava, Nepal.
Finally, the region, mountain region, Nepal, the border of Nepal, Tibet, and so on. He had actually a very.
Tene Tsar Lapsunga, Tsar.
Saru.
Tsar said you did that, Mamma Mambo do Togomare. Kaki Kaki and Sajan Bogodo. In a young King Hajan Mambore, Tinekalekapuyo.
He also came to Tsari, which is a very strange place. It is a mountainous area that is extremely hard to access. Not many people are able to go there. Very few people who managed to go there and stay, not many to mention that they were able to stay there. So he managed to go there and he had a very specific way of doing so. He, in his, all his lifetime, he kept the commitment of never coming back to a mountain region that he already has been. So he always went to new places and new places. And all the way along he was very sick, heavily sick, and this, but never he called for a doctor. He always worked with his sickness by the application of the wisdom of the giving and sending, and took the sickness of his as part. For that reason, he was really a master of using sickness as part.
Day three. Nyan zhi tetar long, tetar nyan zhi lang gong do.
That's the way how we should see.
Tene ta ninje gom na 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 ne pa le ninje gom de ne lang de che chore. Ma yi na cha de ta bu na bu sim jin ni ni ji. Nyan ba yang dang yang do gong. Ya. Re re rang na na yin da ne pa le ninje gom.
Furthermore, when we are sick, this is the support from giving rise to compassion for all the other people who are sick as well. So saying here, engaging this practice like this, and just as I am sick with this disease, how sad that sentient beings are in pain. Thinking this way, meditate again and again.
Nine nuts and that of the wrong money, Kale Kapo, you don't have Chimbo Yuna. Then they don't have theta with nervous symptoms, Yenda Mambu Yuri, Teleon Kale Kapo, nervous symptoms, Mambu Yuri, nearby Yeda, Tunola, then they cheat the Dongaja nervous symptoms, Mambu Yuri, they so dead Namla, then they Tanda, Ningi, Namna, then Ningi, Yangong. Ranga Donga Latin, they ye don't have Tele Chevanola.
When being sick, we could observe our sickness and pain just in the same way as I feel the pain of having sickness. There must be many other beings around there, many other human beings who have the same sickness. Furthermore, there are limitless, countless other sentient beings all over the universe, like in hell realms and animal realms and so on, who suffer greatly from similar type of sickness. And not only those who have a similar type of sickness, but there are others who have even much more severe sickness. This gives rise, in thinking like this, we give rise to
compassion. Yacha, and nearby Yeda to do Yacha Chuy and your mother, Doma Chimbo Mother, Doma Chimjungi.
In fact, what characterizes our human realm is that suffering is not very heavy. And the suffering of human realm compared with the suffering of hot health or cold health is just nothing. It's far exceeding the suffering in those hell realms. Exceeds far more whatever we can think of as suffering. And even in the other realms, like hungry ghosts and animal realms and so on, there is suffering that is much is greater than suffering that we have. Our suffering is not even 10% of their sphere.
When
you're thinking of the human realm alone, then you have other types of suffering compared to them. Our suffering or sickness is just nothing. Let's think of warfare. You have war going on. There are soldiers who are part of their limbs, they are half dead somewhere, left alone in a place with no food, and they're close to death. And moreover, they are terrified. So compared with this suffering, here, when we are sick, we could go out to the hospital, we could comfortably lie down in our homes and so on. So it's actually nothing. Although in the Western world we have those comfortable places to sit, stay at home, stay in hospitals, and nice beds, and people are dressed up nicely, serve us friendly.
Tetar ninge gomna tene rang dunga lati ne yin le ninge gomna ninge mbrwa sema tekwa kembu lanje tawa ninge mbrwa la dunga te ne te kadin chumbu he de bogdo.
If we were able to give rise to compassion and have thinking of the extreme suffering that other sentient beings have to go through compared with our little suffering of our illness, but nevertheless, by using the suffering of our illness as a trigger for this meditation on compassion, and finally giving rise to some compassion, then we should consider this sickness as being our great kindness to us. In fact, without the sickness, we couldn't give rise to compassion. It is actually indispensable.
Then I Nata Deni Jen Kamya Simji Maluba Neda Donga Tajur Chipa Malamiant. Nay Nata Deni Latinte Namkan Tata Nyamba Simji Maluba Neda Donga Tajur Chicks. Tandik of the Tony Mibagom Ranga Deva Dangeva Deni Rangan Natsa Narva Simji Nana Simji Tamji Latang. Simjin Tamjil Latang, the Simjin Tamjil Deva Dandabatang. Then Ranga Nathan Deta Vitabe, Simjin Namjin Neda Donga, that the so do Ranga Langde, then it only gave me Papa. In a Yandi Kabzati, no in a Tango Ningi Abubongo. Then it only gave me.
You could proceed in the way saying that through this illness of mine, may all beings, without exception, and vast and extended space between such illness and suffering, which is essentially the idea of Tongden. That means whatever we perceive as happiness or qualities of ourselves, we send out and wish that all sentient beings without exception may be endowed with that happiness, the cause of happiness, and then we take in all this on top of our own illness and pain. To take in the suffering of all human beings, wishing that they may be cleansed from this suffering and illness. This is the idea of Tongden, of giving and receiving. But one has to know that this procedure only works effective if we previously could rise to compassion. Once we have a great amount of compassion, then we are able to effectively exchange our own happiness with the suffering of others.
Then I will tell you that kola ye phamo drapa chile chere, chedang, tene kamla nga rang payila, chobra chuje si yore, te nilam zhe nare, kola nze ni yo mara lakpa che, kangpa che nare, koni thache niji che ni tongi zhe, tene lama te nilam zhe nare, zhe nane tene kocha vare, tene ten chuje ni jen yore, chuje na no kodong yore, telan zhe po soko kora jana, tene kore tse jya tong kande na yore telo na, Then they would have made you more go and deal with that. Then I would never come out.
If we're able to give rise to compassion to a great deal and practice this meditation of the Tongan, eventually we could have a great effect on others as well. There's some people that are reported to have such a great capacity of really taking the illness of others themselves. First one to mention is Pamutrapa, who was able to take the sicknesses of others on himself, so they were free from sickness. And the second one is Chopra Chuji, which was from the same country of where came from, and Kham. The area where you can find it is Chopra. So Chopra is the name of the place, and Chuji means just Dharma Arya, so it's an honorary title for a teacher. So he was the honorary teacher from Chopra, and he had such a great compassion with the people in Tibet suffering from leprosy, that by the meditation of Tongan he took this sickness of leprosy on himself, and after he died he had a special arranged that there was a stupa built around him, and then people circumambulating the stupa, there's a certain number that they had to do, like 10 times, and then the leprosy would be cured without applying any medical techniques. That's what is possible. That's what
is possible.
That way we should give rise to great compassion. Once having this great compassion, eventually we will have the ability to really help others with this. And taking in that way the sicknesses of others and ourselves, and freeing those others from the sickness, we ourselves don't suffer from the sickness. In fact, we appreciate it very much. Requires that someone has great compassion and also he has the understanding of emptiness. Then he is able to practice this
commonly. It applies
for us as well. If we give rise to compassion and increase our intelligence, then it should be possible that we can take also the suffering of others and ourselves. The way of how to take the suffering of others and ourselves is clearly explained in that mind training.
So
here, when taking in the sicknesses and sufferings from all sentient beings into ourselves, we take it into our nostrils and into our body, and then we rest, or it's necessary that we rest the body in the understanding of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
if one has the wish to get sick also, then there's no need to rest in emptiness. But if one, at that particular moment, one doesn't feel comfortable having the sickness, then one could purify this idea by resting in the understanding of emptiness of the
world. Teji ne la che je ta ye dan kha do ma do be ne la ngo bo do ba me tong ba ne de len je do de da ri he be ra sa do so de tan de to dan je nyam ni ti ji so ka de go go do te ya ta kun so ji nyam ni so se te ji so ne je ngo la che je tu ne je ngo la che je tu ne de ka de do ta ne la te na ne la ye bi yo ma re kha do yo ma ye da kha do la so be ne la ngopo dropa me ne ngopo dropa yoma re rangin ji dropa yoma cheta na baka so ma tang tha do do la so ba tong ya yure te ngone je ne je cho ba de ne je cho ba de dong a la yip ka do yoma tong ba ni de len ji to te tong ba ni re tong ba ni de lun rup je tong ni re tang bo ne tong ba ni re tang bo ne ne rang ngo yoma re ma lam je ne da wo ma lam do ne che bo Pena zai ne dang la sopa soya me pe ne do bo jona na wa tam je tong ba ni de len je ba ran nam do thur ba re nam do thur de de ba ge ba re ma to ma la je ne te na wa tam je tong ba ni jon do je tong ba ni pe te ge do te tar he pe ra sa to te tar ta ve hi he te ne ne lo ju tong go na ne ran do 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 ga kai se na ne de ba re ma ने मनम दव
Don't you know this being the perspective of how things appear to us, so to speak, the relative viewpoint, now looking straight into sickness or illness, straight into the suffering, investigating the reality of it, then look directly at the illness. It's not an existent thing made of shape, color, and support, but is spontaneously present as emptiness. Knowing this, illness is liberated in itself. But this has to be done after one has dealt with the sickness, and the suffering, on the mode of appearance. Now it's for the mode of being, what's actually the case, what's the fact behind the sickness. And when looking into this, we don't find suffering or sickness as something, as an tangible entity. There's no entity, independent entity, that we could point to as being the suffering or the illness. It doesn't have any shape, color, and so on. Well, you would say maybe, okay, there's a wound here at my body, but this is the sickness, clearly to be seen, so that's it. But this would be a very rough way to speak of the sickness. In fact, what we call sickness or the pain of it is not visible. We only see some outer marks, but what really makes it a sickness for us, what is the pain of ours, that cannot be seen, it doesn't have any shape, it doesn't have any color, and so on. For that, it is empty. It is empty of having an independent essence of its own. And this emptiness of this pain is not something that we just made up by our meditation, like it wasn't there before and then by discovering it now and it came into existence, this emptiness. This emptiness has been there from the very beginning. It is spontaneously present. Always has been empty. The spontaneously present emptiness of the sickness or the pain. In the very moment the sickness or the pain arises already, spontaneously it is empty. This we can see in the dream example. Let's say we are sick in the dream and have this extreme pain. The sickness, the pain that we have in the dream, obviously is nothing but our confused concept. There's nothing else true to that sickness in the dream than our confused concept. And so, since the sickness and the pain in the dream doesn't really exist, that non-existence of the sickness and pain is something that was there from the very beginning. The same moment this dream arose, showing us sickness and pain, already from the very beginning it was empty of inherent nature. If we manage to understand the mode of being of sickness in that way, what will happen? It leads to the self-liberation of illness. Illness, sickness, suffering just collapses within itself.
Tedar ne rangi je maro paam, ne la ngô mai pa hi te. Gona, tini ne rangi mai pa, ne rangi mai pa te chu je dami re. Ne rangi mai pa hi ne chu je dami, je sebra je toba re. Ne rangi mai pa tongba ni gona, tini chu je dami pa tongba ni gomba re. Isa na ne te chu je dami gomba chota. Chujaga dami gombe chujinde tisena te ne lande chete yoga jamu.
What has to be done is to observe the sickness, looking for its reality and discovering that this sickness or pain that we experience does not have any essence, doesn't have a nature of its own. And what does it mean? It means in fact that we understood, based on the sickness, that the phenomenon, the particular phenomenon, although clearly appearing, had no entity, independent existence. So this is the emptiness of phenomenon, the emptiness of phenomenon of independent existence. That we learned with the example of our own pain and illness. But taking it the other way around, it is due to the disparity of that sickness, of pain, that we got to understand the emptiness of phenomena. So that means sickness and pain proved to be very helpful, very, very useful. Nothing to be ignored or nothing
that we should get rid of. In fact, we should utilize it.
In fact, our whole experience of sickness and pain is more or less just a conceptual. We say our body is sick, but actually we observe what he's saying there. The body itself doesn't have a sickness, it doesn't complain and say, oh, I'm your body. The body doesn't say, I'm your body, and I'm sick now, so look here. But that's not how it happens. In fact, it's our mind who enables all this experience. The whole thing is just mentally set up. So we could say, it is just mind, it's just our own mind.
Pena, naso chetava capto kaki mene sagre, kaki savol bejare, kiranzo savol bejare, o ma mungi ma savol bejo, roga samgo marwa, sem yo marwa, kanya keba yo marwa, savol java da mele savol keba yo marwa, o ma mungi ma mele savol samgo marwa, o ma savol chukson gamme chukson samgo marwa, lele keba yo marwa, sem keba.
When we die, there are various customs how to deal with corpses. In our countries, usually we bury people under the earth or we burn them. But in any case, the corpse doesn't care. It doesn't complain, say, oh, well, now you bury me under the earth or you're burning me in fire. It doesn't make any difference to the corpse.
근데 여러 다음에 가서 감이 아프지서 감이 아프지면 저 가도 아프지서 오 나한테 감이 아프지오 나로이 나 감이 아프지 또서 산 가도 말해 감도 피하진 오 땅 감이 아프면 더 산 거 말해 때 남도미 저는 남도야
For over here in the West, it's a custom to supply those corpses with very fancy boxes, nice colors and precious wood and so on. So the corpse couldn't care less, and he wouldn't say like, "Oh, what a nice box! What a corpse am I for this kind of thing?" Gave me a really lousy box.
It always
doesn't happen.
Then our box, we have to go to the gym. We have to go to the gym. We have to go to the gym. We have to go to the gym.
All that's
evaluation
that
takes
place
in
the
gym
is just
to
understand the
Laman Nanjur. Jela sorva tongue tab, Lama la sorva tap. Land of Longer Sengilong, ne the land of Longa, ne land of Chetoba, ne latende, dame batan, tombany, the Saja chamber, the Zoba chamber, Namni Zotoba Zedoso. Gardro member Sengilabso, ne ne paka, ne maybe deva drop, drugundo, ten Namdore, Dandere, ten Ravo Mugover Sengilabso. Pros and Javel Sengilabso. Nene, the Yamni, the Tros and Java. And take by Timbo, the Doji, take the Yamni, the Tros and Java, Saint Jillo. Hippa saw a tartar tap, they saw a hook chimbo taps. Ne London Java, check of the Lama La Sova.
The illness arises once again.
Illness again.
Suffocate, rejection, with longing. So again, much again, we should direct one's prayers, one's supplication to the teacher, to the guru, and grant your blessing that illness may arise as the path. It is based on this very illness and pain that I have right now that I'm able to understand the absence of I, mind, the absence of a personal entity. Moreover, I'm able to understand entity of phenomena and from emptiness, and I'm able to understand Mahamudra, Mahavati, and so on. It's based on this, and that way you should arise as path, which is very useful. The sickness is very helpful, and please give this blessing that this illness is not to be blocked or taken as real. There's no need why I should try to hesitate and why I should hesitate to accept the sickness joyfully. There's no need to take it as real. This sickness of mine arises as a friend and helper, that which actually supports all my practice. Supplicate like this with intense longing. Again, this is the right one for the prayer.
Yeah, they don't go for day. Nava lena navar singe labdusar, Manava lena manavar singe labdusar, Shiva lena shivar singe labdusar, Mahipa supa lena yabuina, supa singe labdusar singe. Here I don't go for so devil. Samta nana legere, manana, lenebasa duca zo segre, nana, then he lenebazogumari, teda wina nana yabu. Young nana le. Give us all, but manana zomere, te in a manania. Kaki, Kenyaga, the Mike and the Lane, but the Jazzo cigarette. Kesona Zoya, but the Tenda in Kenya. Young Kaki, Mikeana gave a lay chamber, singing the Pembazo cigarette in a Mikeanaga. Then Aran Hakumudo, Navalin and Navar singing love the soul. Shavalin, the Shavar singing love the soul. Superlin, the Super singing love the soul, son.
You could also apply a wishing prayer that overcomes the concept of hope and fear. A vision prayer beyond hope and fear. How will that go? It would be like saying, okay, if it's better to be sick, please give the blessing that I may be sick. If it is better to be healthy, please give the blessing to be healthy. If it is better to be fat, please give the blessing that I may die. And if it is better to survive, please give the blessing that I do so. And why is it like this? Because for some people, it is very good to fall sick. If they were ill, then they weren't able to do some particular bad thing that they had in mind. So the sickness is actually something that sparks the virtue. But in other cases, people were about to do something very positive, and in that case, might be helpful to be healthy. So for that reason, then, please give the inspiration or the blessing that I may be healthy. Some people are stopped from negative deeds by dying. And in that case, it could be very helpful for them to say, okay, please, in that case, let me die. And others, again, they have a lot of positive things to do more, and then it would be good to survive. Praying like this, saying whatever comes, whatever is good for me, healthy or sick, surviving or dead, please give the inspiration that it may happen according to what is good.
Tene cheva lek de che na che de cheva sam sim chin la pin to to de cheva cheva de cheva de na le mar ho ti sam nam ta cheva sam sim chin cheva cheva sam la sim chin la pin to bu lu cheva de ji to man na jam na tene lu cheva ji to lu sam bo to.
If then, in case we were to die, then it is very good, necessary that we make wishing prayers, intense wishing prayers, that in future lifetimes we will obtain a very special body that is able to benefit lots of sentient beings. And if we are clear in our wishing prayer in that way, we will obtain a human body, a body that has special abilities to help sentient beings.
Then I was teaching Sinkar, send the Munam Tabi in the Senna, send the La Denver Kemba Town, Lula Denver Kemba La, goodbye, your mother. Don't answer.
Why all this? Because our life and our body is just like a magical illusion, like a dream. There's nothing real behind this. In fact, clinging to the reality of this body and this life only increases our suffering.
Then my hen I am to Nangalu there, but I hen I am to Nangalu King Lord. Malam to Luke, but
if you die, then just this illusion of body disappears, disintegrates, and if you don't die, then it's just this illusion of body that survives.
In a young Jevasama Gindo, Dopala Lumi, and a Gindo, Dotumare, then it Jevasama, Lu Chapartin, Lu Yapo.
However, to end with others in future lifetimes, we need the support of the body. For that reason, it is necessary to direct one's wishing prayers for the purpose of obtaining a very special body that is capable of helping sentient beings in a vast extent.
De lamananjo dandevare. Rang neba in a lamananjo yabu yungre, Natsa yang, Hajang kale kabuji yona, lamananjo, Hajang yabuji yungre.
This has a great relation, this practice, a great connection to the Guru Yoga. If one is able, if one is sick, then usually the Guru Yoga becomes very effective. The Rang Natsa yuna, then lamananjo
yi. Yabu yungre. Yangi nela kirjeta, Narma te trope ne te ni si chan trope ar kala jor maro pa la lo la jo ne ni chuko jawe. De ta saje che po ta zopo che dunya me. Again.
Look directly at the illness once more.
Look directly.
It did not exist before. How could it possibly exist later? Rest at ease within this non-existence. and illness itself through the rise of the Dhammakaya. This explanation being the viewpoint of Mahamudra.
Yanke ne lacher jitu, huma ne leta ketane tegindo ne lacher jita, ma nagando sabin nando lacher jitena, ne ganangi madobat, ne rangingi madobat ruba the travatumbani, ma nagando sabin nando ya, rangingi madopare, nawapu da janangi madopare. Tisena, ma matropa ne tini, ma madropa ne tini, si jang, proper color, jinio, the end of Jagamat. Malanjane, the Tamboni Madopare, this young dand of Jagamai. Madopala Luliko, Tether, Ner and Hinja Madopa Hiba, Nihikite, then a round up the Jacobo. Round up the Jana, Nejane looked there, Sartong Yemi in the Senna, Sartong Yemi, the Chukor Jagre, Ne Chukor Jagre.
So again, we
think
just looking at this sickness, not this pain that we previously examined, and we find there is two aspects. There is the sickness or the pain that we perceive, and there is this concept of ours that says, oh, I'm sick, I have this pain. Looking at the first, then we find that there is no such sickness, no such pain that we can point to. There's no reference point for that. It doesn't exist as an independent entity. And looking at the thought itself, saying, oh, I'm sick, I have this terrible pain, but this thought that comes up also doesn't have any specific nature or independent existence on its own. Finding both of them empty, the whole experience of suffering has no ground for existence, and it doesn't exist. So if we find that it didn't exist in that way, or it didn't exist in that way from the very beginning, we discover it never had a real existence. And there's no danger that this sickness and this pain of ours that never really existed will later solidify and become a real sickness. That's what won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, it never existed before, and there's no danger that it will become a real sickness later on, then what to do? So we just comfortably relax. We're totally at ease within this state of absence of reality of pain and sickness. And doing so, we completely, loosely and relaxed in this state of this understanding of non-existence of sickness and suffering. The sickness itself will show Dhammakaya.
Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya. This was a very yeah, that is right, you know.
So we should decide this.
Ha ha ha. So nam de tam de zebani, tom ne ne prajano. Jega nam de balam ro, seben dole ro va ro va jo.
So, Mahasiddha, who had enormous experience in taking suffering of others on himself.
Tene korang cheva kapsa loma kake tene ke jamu song tene ya jeje ha ha tene gor chik song tene kya song.
Even at the moment of death, when he passed away, his students, his disciples, they were in grief and worry, and they were shouting, crying for him, and so his corpse got up again and said, ha ha. But again, he sang the song for all of them, and then passed out completely.